The story of seven blind men and an elephant still speaks.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
In the story of seven blind men and an elephant, each man gave a different description of the animal. Even though each one's version was correct, each differed because each ignored what the other six saw and said. The story helps to illustrate what the Apostle Paul found among the people at Corinth. They were split into at least four groups. Some followed Paul, some Apollos, some Peter, and some Christ. The church was fractured, headed for disunity, conflict, and powerlessness. So he called them out and appealed for unity. He said, by focusing on personalities instead of on Christ, they were harming the church and robbing the gospel of its power to transform people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he writes, I appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, to live in harmony with each other. Let there be no divisions in the church. Rather, be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. Paul's appeal for unity among God's people is still needed today, not only in local churches, but also in families, in Christian organizations, in businesses, and in ethnic and racial relations. The absence of unity leads to conflict and powerlessness. The cure is just as the apostle said, keep the focus on Christ, His kingdom, and on love for one another.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.